Researchers already have a handle on the genetics of autism, but there are still no medical tests to help diagnose it. But a new nationwide study is hoping to change that. The National Institutes of Health has tapped the University of Washington and four other institutions to find a better way of diagnosing autism. And as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, that could lead to the right treatment.
Right now, diagnosing autism is a lengthy process. Specialists rely mainly on observing a child's behavior and interactions with people. Once autism is diagnosed, finding the right treatment that works for the child can be tricky.
There are some interventions that work, but we don't know exactly for whom they work.
Raphael Bernier is clinical director of Seattle Children's Autism Center.
We don't want to waste a bunch of time trying an intervention that's not going to work for a particular child, but we don't have any good ways of determining that yet.
Bernier hopes the study will help researchers identify biomarkers that are indicators of autism, just like doctors use blood pressure as an indicator of heart disease.
It's a very quick measurement. You determine, wow, okay, we've got elevated blood pressure here. We might be worried about cardiovascular disease. We can try a medication. We can quickly check to see if that medication is changing that blood pressure. If it's not, we scrap that medication and try something else.
Autism spectrum disorder affects early brain development. About 1 in 68 kids has been identified as somewhere on the spectrum. The sooner it's diagnosed and treated, the better the outcomes. Bernier and his colleagues are looking for 50 kids in the Seattle area to take part in the study. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.